This cream brick home at 7 Wimmera Place is stop number 8 on our tour. As a city, Melbourne has generally spread on a low-density suburban model, individual houses on substantial blocks. This standalone house wouldn't look out of place in Melbourne's mid-ring suburbs, but it sticks out like a sore thumb here in St Kilda, which developed a much higher density with more terraces, semi-detached dwellings, boarding houses and flats. There wasn't much building being done in St Kilda after the Second World War, and certainly not of family homes like this one. Flats were springing up, built for an increasingly transient, ethnic, working-class population, but respectable families had all but deserted the suburb. Number 7 is a representative example of the post-war housing style that dominated the new subdivisions on Melbourne's fringes in the 1950s and 60s. Brick veneer gave ordinary timber-framed houses a respectable, solid look for less cost than double brick, and it became the mainstay of post-war suburban development. Cream clay bricks first became fashionable before the war in the late 30s, replacing red clinker as the most desirable colour. After the war, they became commonplace and were mass-produced along with many other building materials, with standardised construction techniques providing a speedy response to the post-war housing crisis. Next door is Wimmera, one of the earlier purpose-built blocks of flats in the area. Built during the First World War in 1917 to a design by the architect Howard R. Lawson, Wimmera shows characteristics of the art and craft style, with its unrendered brickwork, lead light, timber shingle cladding, deep eaves, generous verandas and restrained decoration. Let's continue walking up Wimmera Place. When you get to the corner of Ackland Street, have a look at the wall of the Victorian house to your right. Once again, you can see that the stucco-clad brick has been ruled to give the impression that the walls were built from blocks of stone. Watch out for traffic as you cross the street and take a seat at one of the benches in front of the church.